Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Zeph Daniels, and Zeph has been with us many times before. He, of course, worked in Hollywood for many years. He has been in close contact with the satanic movement. He was part of this whole world satanic movement for many years, and of course he got off with his life. He has his own internet program, and we know a number of people across America who listen to Zeph Daniels every day on the internet. He isn't on a lot of radio stations, but he's reaching people out there who have questions about what's going on. And he recognizes the spiritual battle that's taking place probably better than almost anybody else I know. Hi, Zeph. How are you doing?
Oh, great, Dr. Stan. Thank you. I just want to say that when I was in Hollywood, believe it or not, I was blocked from advancing because I would not become a Satanist.
Right.
That's really... And I wondered, I thought, is there a conspiracy? Why am I not able to go where other people that are friends of mine who I went to school with, how come I can't go where they are? And then I finally was told that unless you become one of them, you're not going to advance. You're going to do these little fringe horror movies and things like that. That's fine. But you're not going to get to play with the big toys and be in the big game and all that. You're going to be kept out.
Well, of course, if you watch Hollywood today, most of their productions are violently anti-Christian, and the Christians are always depicted as sort of slobbering fools. And of course, when Mel Gibson went to Hollywood and asked them to do the movie that the Passion of the Christ, I mean, he made I don't know how many billion dollars on this. I mean,
made over a billion.
Over
yeah.
$1 billion, but nobody in Hollywood would do that. Why? Because they hate Christianity, and when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. I'm sure that you recognize that eventually when you begin to put it together, didn't you, Zeph?
Yes, I just want to say that, but there are Christians there working, trying to work with the system and trying to change things, and we have to support them. You know,
we sure do.
And Mel Gibson stuck his neck out. He put his own money up. People can say, well, look, Satan rewarded him because it's not, you know, it's not mainstream Christianity. He's a Catholic and all that. We got to get over that.
I know. It's a great movie.
We can't be doing that. That's how Satan divides us.
Well, of course. I mean, basically, never a day goes by I don't get somebody who tells me it's all the Jesuits or it's the Pope or it's the papacy or it's the Jews. And this is all part of the plan. Yeah, throw us off the track so we don't really understand who we're up against. It's the old idea, divide and conquer, and the Christians and the conservative Jews who believe in the Torah ought to be standing together, you know, against this demonic, satanic conspiracy that it threatens to engulf our whole society.
It's, yes, divide and conquer. We're divided in America. We're divided around the world. Religions, unfortunately, cause more division amongst peoples and wars amongst peoples, and this has been going on since the fall. Unfortunately, so. But in terms of the world system in America, or sometimes I like to call it Satanica, you know, it really comes down to this individual spiritual battle. And if people would simply make a decision themselves to stand against the peer pressure to go the satanic way, it makes sense.
Hold that thought right there.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is Zeph Daniels, who we've had on a number of times before, and we carry his book here. And Zeph, of course, was in Hollywood. He was associated with satanic organizations there. He was in music. And did you write, were you primarily in music, Zeph?
Well, my main focus was screenwriting, and I was I had movies that were produced in the horror genre. It's really funny. I did one film about a kid in elite society who was raised to be sacrificed by Satanists, and I wrote this, and then I found out what I wrote was what I was writing about was actually true. Things like that happen.
And I think it's so difficult for people to believe that there really can be satanic organizations. So we know about Antoine LaVey, but he's just sort of a character. They don't really have child sacrifices in America. And it doesn't matter that probably between 50 and 100,000 children mysteriously disappear in America every day, pardon me, every year, and many of them are never found. People find this something they would believe in a movie. They'll believe it in The X-Files, but the fact that this could really be going on in America today, that there could be this degree of evil, and yet, of course, it's very difficult to explain so much of what's going on unless you understand the degree of evil that is there.
They do sacrifice children also. They use children to indwell demonically, i.e., some Satanists... some covens have, you might say, ancestral spirits that they try to, and I quote, download into children. In other words, they will traumatize them, try to break their soul so that they can accept a new spirit to take over. And why do they do this? It's very important to understand why. Why they do this is because they don't have eternal life. They don't have Jesus Christ, who is the door to eternal life, because they're... When you become one of them, you cut yourself off from that. So the only eternal life they're going to get is either hybridization and this idea of cloning or downloading themselves or, as I said, downloading themselves into children. In fact, a friend of mine sent me a movie done in 1970 called The Brotherhood of Satan. And it was released by Columbia Pictures. And it's a story about that very thing, about how they kidnap children and mind control them. In other words, they traumatize them and make them the obedient slaves. Then they kill themselves, kill each other, whatever, as they're old people. They die, hoping then to download their spirits into these children.
Hold that thought right there for just a moment, Zeph, as we bring our stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Zeph Daniels, and he's been on the front lines of this spiritual battle for many years, since the time when he was a screenwriter in Hollywood, and of course came in contact with these various covens. And what you must understand is these permeate all across America. We have a lady who goes to our church who was raised in a satanic family. And, of course, they began molesting her when she was 3 years old. It took years to find out what had really happened to her. And of course, we cover that in our four-tape set, Satanism and Deliverance. We have a book called Operation Bluebird, written by Colin Ross, who's a psychiatrist down in New Mexico, who takes care of many of the victims of satanic ritual abuse. And many of these, of course, tie into some of the things that happened related to our intelligence agencies. Now, a lot of people are offended at the thought that certain people within our intelligence would be torturing the Muslims that they capture. But you have to understand that there are many good people who work in intelligence, but they're certainly wicked people. They've been there for a long period of time. They've got the dark side of the intelligence. And, of course, they have traumatized so many children, and really the book Colin Ross, written by a psychiatrist, going into the background of MK Ultra and all of these truly satanic experiments that were done by our intelligence agencies on the minds of people here in America. Why should we be surprised that some of them take great delight in torturing the Muslims now that it's perfectly legal, because our government has said it's legal, so it must be legal, because they wouldn't tell these people it was all right to torture unless, of course, we had turned our back completely on Christian civilization and really have gone over completely to the dark side. Well, Zeph, you know, of course, you tell people about the satanic organizations in America, and they're not really one. There are many of them, aren't there?
America and the world system, you know, it's wall to wall. It's coast to coast. It's around the world. And it's an unholy alliance. It's a dark brotherhood, and it affects politics. Obviously, it affects the highest. It's beyond the law, a lot of it does deal with mind control and blackmail, because when you want to advance in Satanism, you have to do something for the group that you're in, let's say. It may be sacrificing somebody or killing somebody or killing an enemy of the particular people that you serve, because Satanism, another thing about it, is that it's all based on rank, so it fits the military very well, because in it you have, you know, your superior officers, and it goes up and up and up and up, up the pyramid, and of course you have, let's just say, Lucifer at the top, or they don't even know who runs it. They just know that there's a guy above me, there's someone below me, I want to get up another rank. To do that, I've got to do something for the group, like the Mafia. I've got to do something for the Don in order to be, you know, to be made into a made man, if you will. Somebody that is wealthy and powerful and can have people killed. In top industry around the world, in banking and where money's involved, the order of the day is this. If someone's in the way, they get killed, and it gets covered up. Because why? Because every single person that would be a witness, they have something on that person, because he wouldn't be there in the first place unless they had what? They had something on him, whether it was videotape of a pedophilia situation. Satanists are very big into pedophilia and children and snuff films and every kind of despicable thing that you could ever imagine.
But it's so hard for people to say that. That's what you see in the movies. That's what you see in television. That's not real life, because if it were real life, why certainly, the television would tell us about it. Certainly Peter Jennings would have told us about it, of course, but that was before he died. But Stone Phillips would tell us about it, or some of the other people. Ben Bradley would certainly do it, or Dan Rather, now that he's on 60 Minutes. They would report on this sort of thing, or would they? Are they paid to reveal the truth about the spiritual battle that's taking place, or to conceal the truth about the spiritual battle?
They know what's going on. They're part of it. And I hate to... All those people you mentioned are all part of it. And, you know, what? Why? Because they... Look, if they didn't sell out to the system, they wouldn't be Dan Rather, or they wouldn't be the late Peter Jennings, or they wouldn't be Bill Bradley. They wouldn't be in those positions. They wouldn't be Wolf Blitzer. You know, it's just... That's just the way it is. But why has it gotten so pervasive the last decade or two? See, that's what we have to talk about. The fact that it's become so incredibly pervasive, where there may have been a back and forth battle before in America, but now it's just walled. It's all gone dark.
And really what's so interesting is we watch television, and so many of the programs we'll see are these horribly mutilated bodies. There's one program we enjoy watching. It's about a pathologist. But, of course, you see these horrible things happening to human bodies, and you become almost numb to them. And, of course, then, of course, there's pervasive sex in our television and certainly in our movies. And there's nothing about fidelity. It's simply jumping from one bed to another. And this becomes the norm in our society. And people really don't understand.
Well,
this is part
admit.
Of the plan program of demoralizing this nation. They know exactly what they're doing. And as we come to accept it as normal, then, of course, the very Christian foundation of this country is eroded.
I have to admit, I had to repent over... I had done, in my writing days, you know, I had written lots of, you know, sex and violence. Because I thought that was normal. I didn't even know there was a difference. I just thought, okay, cool, this is what... You know, and finding even more grisly ways of killing and more perverse ways of having sex. And I blame society for a lot of the trouble in the world. And so I was kind of antisocial in writing that into the scripts, you know, themselves in the horror genre, which is a rebellious genre. Let's admit that you can get away with a lot more in horror than you ever could, say, in a regular drama.
And, you know, we see really the progressive degeneracy of America. It's said that Howard Stern has something like 20 million listeners. He's getting a contract for $500 million for a five-year contract, $100 million a year, for his filthy programming that's going to be on satellite radio. They're anticipating enough people will pay to listen to his programs that they're going to be able to pay him and make a profit on it. And how could this possibly be? Because we see the progressive degeneracy of our population.
It's because he sold out.
Right. But the people, you see, the fact that the people will do this so that their moral foundation, and they don't realize what they're doing, is wrong, and of course, their very soul is at danger if they continue doing what they're doing. We're talking about 20 million Americans listening on a regular basis to Howard Stern.
I used to listen to Howard Stern, and I lost interest after a while, but what attracted me and a lot of people back in the 80s was this idea that he was creating a kind of a, although perverse, a sense of community. In other words, why would people go there? It wasn't because he would be a shock jock and say things that people can't say. It was more because he had this camaraderie, the same with Imus in the morning. You know, Don Imus has a very popular talk show as well. Why do people tune in? It's because there's a family atmosphere there, because people have become alienated in this society. They don't have family. Families are dysfunctional. Why? Because we've lost the moral compass. And what was the moral compass? A Judeo-Christian basis for our society. And when that's gone, then, of course, the consciences become seared. Society's conscience becomes seared, as it is now. We accept now torture. We saw on camera, live, Abu Ghraib, which was satanic ritual abuse psyops. And psyops, intel is involved, the CIA is involved in all this stuff, and programming of children for the Illuminati and for the elite families. And most of them are in the CIA as well. It's become such a nest of infestation. To be quite honest with you, Dr. Stan, I don't think there is a way, unless there is some kind of a mass miracle, some kind of a mass waking up, I don't see any other way but violence, ultimately. Violence meaning from the Lord himself in judgment against America and all Western nations and any nation that has gone the way of Satan. Because it's well known that when you tap into that, I know why people do it, because they get power, because they get an edge, because they can be somebody if they go that way. I mean, that must be why the military has endorsed it.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of good people in the military who would be horrified at this.
Well, I can't believe that they don't know. The ones I know in the military, I know someone that's in the NSA, and one couple things he told me, first of all, keep talking on the airwaves, which I'm doing. And
that makes you less of a target, because right. You know, if you were simply to withdraw, as I've seen people do, and sort of step back, and then of course once they are no longer in the limelight, why, they've simply been eliminated. I've had at least three of the guests on my program who have met violent deaths, and strange deaths that I'm sure were murders. I think they were all assassinated. And I talked to actually three professional assassins assigned to kill people here in America by this intelligence agency. So if you believe what you're told, or we would never do anything like that, you have to understand there is organized evil today. And it works at the highest levels of our country, and what you're doing, Zeph, is so important. You know, because you've got a great listening audience out across America on your internet program. Why don't you tell our listeners how they can listen to you?
Well, we're into podcasting. That's the new listening revolution going on. That's the new market. And the iPod may have been, you know, Satan may have been behind the iPod, but we're podcasting and broadcasting.
Now how are you getting on the iPod?
Well, what happens is we have zephnet.com. That's our main site. That's the flagship site. You can go to Zephnet, zephnet.com. And all of our programs stream from there free of charge.
All right, fine. And then, of course, they can just pull it down on their iPod?
All you have to do is Google the Zeph Report. And thousands, I think there's something like 90,000 entries will pop up.
Well, I think that's great. So anyway, we're going to be back in just a moment. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Zeph has been there. He was in Hollywood, and Chris, you were lucky to get off with your life, weren't you?
We can talk about that. I was so close to death, you wouldn't believe it.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Zeph Daniels.
very important book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991. It tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background to this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like the corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. Or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Zeph Daniels at www.zephnet.com. That's zephnet.com, and you can pick him up on your iPod. And right now we've got Bart calling in from Carmel. Bart, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Daniels, for your courage. I'll ask you the same question that I've asked Dr. Stan before on another occasion. It's a very difficult one to answer, and it is this. I have a good foundational working knowledge of the global Illuminati elite who are controlling things now, and they're evil. And although they do serve the dark side, Lucifer, they are still human beings like you and I, and they have just caused such a horrendous amount of human suffering in this world. Do you have any ideas on how it is possible for them to lay their head down at night and have a nice, sound night's sleep and sweet dreams? I mean, they're human beings. How do they do that?
Well, I'd like to have Zeph. Do you have
an answer to that, and let me just say to the caller that I asked that about people that they don't have to be the top illuminist, the top power monger out there, you know, the guy, the Wizard of Oz guy pulling the strings. They could just be a regular person. How do they sleep? You know, they're in the system. They've done things to make it work. They've had to lie to the grand jury, or they've had to, they've driven through the use of magic and powers people to suicide, or they've set people up and ruined their lives and they've committed suicide, or they've helped to set a snare for them so they were meeting with an untimely death. And for that, they became made men. They were able to then go about their lives and have their 2.5 kids and their couple of cars and a house in whatever, a tract home somewhere. And how do they sleep at night? And the answer is, I've given a lot of thought to this over the years, and I finally concluded that it has to be supernatural. That something must happen to their brain, to their mind, supernaturally, to allow them to not come in touch with that guilt. The Bible calls it the searing of the conscience.
I think that's exactly what it is. I think their conscience has been seared, and so it no longer responds normally. Because we're dealing with a spiritual battle, as you realize. And
yeah.
There, I think one reason why so many people can hear this sort of thing and ignore it is because there's a spiritual blindness out there of so many of the people. And our job is to try to pierce that blindness. And even those people who've done these terrible things can be saved. They can be brought back. But, of course, they're going to have to hear the truth, and they're going to have to hear the scriptures, and that's why I do what I do. Maybe I don't spend as much time quoting the scriptures as I should, but faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God.
Amen.
And that's the only thing that'll change these people at all, Bart, is a realization that the Bible is true, and this Holy Scriptures are the Word of God.
Demonic possession on a large scale is right. How I feel about it. I hope that all people out there that consider themselves to be Christians are exposed to this information, because if they're not, it's over. This is it. This is for all the marbles. The darkness is closing in like a giant beast upon us, and if people don't wake up, it is over.
Well, I was just rereading something I wrote back in 1999 as we were approaching the year 2000. And reading from the Luciferians, they told us that with the coming of the new millennium, with the Shambhala force, this force of fire would be released upon the world, and there'd be great and cataclysmic changes. And that's, of course, included in my little pamphlet called The Occult Hierarchy, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. But I think we are seeing natural disasters like we have never seen before. Just today I was reading that an analysis of the major hurricanes we had, although there's been a lot of false information put out, always had lots of hurricanes before. We've never had anything like we had this last hurricane season. And I think this is just the beginning of the terrible things that are going to befall the world. Hey, Bart, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, Zeph, what are your thoughts on that?
I could comment even further about what he was asking. He said mass demonic possession. And I also believe there are, if you will, sleepers out there. In other words, people that have been mind-controlled, demonically controlled for Satan's use at a certain time, that will bring chaos and trouble and horror to the world on a scale unimaginable. And then, and one of my colleagues believes this too, that the Antichrist will come in and he'll offer a solution suddenly to bring peace. And people will all want that Antichrist.
And I think the thing is that we're going to be moving into terrible times. And then when the man of sin comes, why, of course, he'll be offering us peace and prosperity and a return to normalcy. People can't believe that the wonderful utopian world we live in is coming to an end very rapidly. We'll be back in just a moment with Zeph Daniels right here at Radio Liberty.
another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Batt here. Our guest this afternoon is F. Daniels, his book, Lamb. And we carry the book. We think it's a great book. And it is his story, fictionalized, admittedly, but his story of his experiences in Hollywood. And then, of course, really the horrible reality of what really he was up against. And when you understand that there really are satanic forces working within the media, working within television, working within our schools, why do you think they don't want mention of God or prayer in our schools? Why do you think they do not want the Ten Commandments in our schools? Why do you think they're pushing sex education, but no moral education, or the moral education is this sort of a moral relativity, like, you know, who are we going to throw out of the lifeboat, you know? Will we throw out the old minister? Will we throw out the older person? When children are beginning to make life and death decisions for others, it's all part, is certainly, of a planned program, and the attack is on the minds of our children. Well, Zev, you know, as you tell people about what's going on across America, what sort of response do you get? Do you think more and more people are beginning to understand the true nature of our battle?
Well, I think we have kind of a core group that does. These are people God has called to understand, and they understand because they're called by God. Without God's hand on you, without your accepting him into your life, it's going to be very hard for you to hear the truth, because the truth will hurt you. It will be inconvenient for you. You can't afford to feel guilty if you're one of these people. You've got to stay distracted. You've got to keep looking away from the problem. You've got to stay hypnotized and mind controlled, or you'll flip out. as they say. I mean, you know, without the Lord, can you imagine if suddenly you felt guilty for all those things that you had to do to be a Satanist, to be in that system, and it all came down on you at once with guilt? Where would you go if you didn't have the Lord for forgiveness? Well, how would you deal with that?
Well, of course, we can offer that to the Masons. We can offer it to other people in Skull and Bones. There's a myriad of secret societies that are out there. And it's not simply one, but a myriad of secret societies. They are real. We have in America between 2 and 3 million Masons. And they believe that when they die, they stand before the great right throne of judgment. They're looking forward to that as a reward for their hard work. You look up in the Revelation. Who goes to stand before the great white throne of judgment? That's the judgment of the damned. And the Mason has no idea. The Christian doesn't go there. He goes, of course, to an entirely different altar. So people, we need to know the scriptures, understand that Satan understands the scriptures. He believes in the scriptures. Only, of course, he is choosing people for eternity to spend it with him. And, of course, most of our churches, they don't even teach about Lucifer. They never mention that. They never certainly mention hell or eternal damnation. They've changed the very nature of God. And they've done it so subtly that most Christians have no idea that the dark forces are working within the churches, as well as within the entertainment industry and within the educational industry and within our intelligence and government at every level of society.
Every level of society. In fact, when I was seeking a publisher for the book, what did I run up against in Christian publishing circles? The same old thing that's in Hollywood. No different. The same. The same sort of Masonic, Luciferic, old boy network. That you know, it's a business, and it's part of society. And I happen to think that if someone were really going out there and trying to start a business to compete with the others, they'd be crushed or blackmailed or something would happen. They don't play fair. They play very nasty. They are criminals. And I'm generalizing a lot, but what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that it's no secret. I think you've exposed this on your program, Dr. Stan, that there's Masonic control over churches, seminaries, and publishing, especially publishing and communications. Let's face it. Radio Liberty is not exactly well-funded by the system.
You can say that again.
I mean, you're not making any money out of this, are you? I doubt it.
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay.
We're non-profit, but not by choice.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
I know.
If you were a part of the system, you would suddenly have millions of dollars backing you.
Yeah, well, I would be very worried if we were suddenly had millions of dollars backing us. And this is the problem. The wealth is in the hands of these people who have given themselves to the dark side. Remember the story when Jesus is on the Mount of Temptation and the devil says to him, I can give you all the kingdoms of the world if you'll just fall down and worship me. Now, how could the devil make that offer unless he controlled all the kingdoms of the world at that time? And that was what was so unique about America, and this is why America has been targeted, because we were one of the first countries in all history where we truly had limited government and where Satan couldn't control. Satan has to use the structure of government to be able to control everything. And we had a limited government, and we had righteous men, at least. Most of our founding fathers were good and righteous men who feared God. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had people in government today who feared God?
Well, God is... You see, what people don't realize is that the power and the glory is with God, and his power far outweighs the Satanist power. And just with me surviving to this point, to be able to be on this program and to write the book and to broadcast every day, and I also want to mention, Dr. Stan, that I'm on the RBN network, the same network you're on. I'm on every Saturday.
All right, when are you on so people could tune in?
The Zeph Report from... It's at... 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock Central Time, every Saturday.
3 to 5 Central Time, so every Saturday. And of course, how will they get you on the RBN?
And RBN is you can stream the audio from RBNLive.com, or there are a number of affiliates out there that carry the program, or shortwave. We're on 11.915 megahertz. And that blasts out to the West Coast. Everyone out in earshot of your program, Dr. Stan, should be able to pick it up, no problem. And at the same time, we also podcast it, and our archives are free, so you can download those and listen to those whenever you please. And so we are very available out there, and that's our syndicated show, and then, of course, we have our daily podcast, and that is, again, free, and it's just simply Google the Zeff Report, and you'll see many places where you can go to get our audios.
So this is a wonderful means of actually getting around the control that's there. And so we have the opportunity to reach people now. You just out there in the listening audience has got to determine if we're telling the truth.
Right.
If this is really true, then you join us in this, really in this exciting battle to try to wake the American people. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the trouble is Christian civilization here in America is very rapidly becoming simply a remembrance of things past. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Zeff, and why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened when you tried to get out, when you tried to get out of this, out of Hollywood and writing, and try to get away from these wicked people.
I had surveillance in the house. I didn't realize. I realized later. I was being watched everywhere I went. My phone was tapped. I was being told that people were taking bets to see, on how long I would live, and thinking that was really funny. And I was told that I would either sell my soul, or I would be killed. That's what was told to me. I would either sell my soul, or I would be killed.
And I think anybody who doubts this sort of thing goes on really needs to see the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. There's a 3, 4, or 10-hour version. And you'll actually hear some of the great musical people of our time talking about their relationship to Satanism, their dedication to Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist, and some of them even talk about how they sold their souls.
And he was Sergeant Pepper, you know,
right.
And the Beatles, Sergeant Pepper. It was a dedication to Aleister Crowley, and you know, who was also called the Beast, and who also was one of the highest Masons. A lot of people don't know that.
But. And of course, he was known as the other Beast, the other Loch Ness Monster.
Yes, the other Loch Ness. He had a castle, I believe, in.
He had a home certainly there in Loch Ness.
Loch Ness.
Everybody, of course, and if you actually get the album, the Beatle album, Sergeant Pepper. And you'll actually see the picture of Aleister Crowley along with all the other faces. They've hidden it there, but everybody who understands Crowleyism and Satanism understands that the Beatles were totally dedicated to Aleister Crowley.
Right, but the power, Dr. Stan, the power, though, the supernatural power of the satanic is very powerful. I mean, things that are even mind-boggling, beyond what you think of, say, when you think of magic, where you see things happening that don't make sense to you, they seem, you know, as if by magic, they do have the power to control people. A person that has got a demonic spirit can use their mind, let's say, to control another person, to even mind control them, to get them to, if they want, to curse them, and have them become sick, even die that way.
Because that's what the witches do. And, of course, we popularize Harry Potter, but there really are witches, and there are Wiccas, and there are warlocks out there.
Yes.
And, of course, they are all learn how to tap into the other dimension. In fact, I've told the story before about the witch who sent me an email, and she was furious with me because some remarks I'd made on a national program. She's probably put a curse on me, but... you know, she said, you know, we witches are good people. I'm a white witch. We try to do good things. And after all, our potions and our rituals, they're all simply to try to contact the beings from the other dimension. And that's what they are. They're trying to contact the beings from the other dimension. Well, what dimension are they talking about? The other dimension, the satanic, supernatural dimension, the spiritual dimension, which is not imaginary. It's very real. And Wicca is the most rapidly growing religion in America today. And, of course, we even have, within our military, we have wicked chaplains. And Christian chaplains are instructed on how to be more tolerant of the Wiccans. Isn't that nice?
I have to just tell you that you Wiccans out there are deceived, okay? And you're playing a game that you cannot win, and you cannot control the environment. You cannot control God. You do not dictate what happens in this world. You're just a pawn, and you're a pawn of a larger evil force, and the sooner you wake up to the truth that Jesus is the only way, the only door out, and the door actually to eternity and to all the answers that you truly seek, till you come to that truth, you are going to be lost.
Amen to that.
I have to put it that way, Dr. Stan. I really have no neutrality with issues like this.
Well, of course, there is no place for neutrality. You know, what was it that Dante had said in his book, The Inferno? The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a time of moral crisis, want to maintain a position of neutrality. There is no position of neutrality. You're either going to have to be on God's side, or you're going to have to be on the other side, because if you're not involved for righteousness, then, of course, you become a tool of the dark side. And the dark side is expanding rapidly all across our country today. People don't like to hear about that. They make fun of people who talk about this sort of thing because they don't want to accept the reality of the world we live in. And it is a wicked and evil world, and the utopian society we live in, I fear, is coming to an end very shortly.
It's coming to an end as we speak. I think it is over. What we will see next, I believe, will be this awakening of evil that will be unleashed unlike anything the world has ever seen. More evil, more death, more destruction, more pain, more suffering than ever in any world war, than at any time in history. The greatest amount of destruction and sorrow and pain that the human being could feel ever. And then, as I said, I do believe this Antichrist, as prophesied in the books of the Bible, will come to bring peace. Now, I'm just kind of laying that out generally, as general, real general prophecy. I'm just saying, look at the season, look at the time. It's just like the time of Noah, as Jesus said in Matthew 24. They are perverting the human genome. They are perverting the genome of crops. They're perverting the animal genome. This is what they were doing in Noah's time with high technology.
Well, let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, you were just talking about Wicca. One thing I think Wiccans should realize is that modern witchcraft or Wicca is really a permutation or a derivation of Freemasonry. And Freemasonry is something which I believe most Wiccans hate. It's actually the religion or the spirituality of the neocons, or the aspect of the right wing which they hate. The right wing is composed of so many different things. Christians as well, true Christians even, could be classified as right wing. But there's an element of the right wing which really is more visible to them, which is not Christian, which is something that they truly hate, and they have to realize that it has its foundations in Illuminism and Freemasonry.
Well, it's the distinct man who actually created modern-day Wicca was a Mason, yeah. And of course he actually worked with Aleister Crowley. This is the combination then of Masonry and Crowleyism, which is modern-day Wicca, where you, of course, really can cast your spells and your rituals and your rites, and you can contact the beings from the other dimension, but at the risk of your eternal soul. Mike, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for calling. And, of course, Mike really knows a great deal about this, having personally been involved with this for a long time. Now,
he lives in Santa Cruz.
He does, yes.
Well, then he's one out of a million there.
Well, he's a good person, a friend of ours. Anyway, let's get your program times on again. And your website, how they can get to it.
Okay, well, it's zefnet.com, and that's the home of, that's Channel Z, we call it, the Zef Report. And we have daily podcasts, and we have our entire library of podcasts, all completely free of charge. They can download, they can stream them, they can share them. These are available. We are also dominant in the podosphere, that is the podcasting universe. We're out there at any of your favorite podcasting outlets. You type in the Zef Report, and you can subscribe to our feed. Our feed downloads daily. We have podcasts sometimes 2 and 3 a day, every day. We also interview guests from around the world, the voices of truth. We bring them on. Some I don't agree with, some I do agree with, but, you know, we're trying to connect the dots here for people so that they can make their own decision. And after all, Dr. Stan, it's really about making a decision, because we're at that point of decision now. We really have to let people know that if you're not for the truth, you're against it. If you're not for Jesus, you're against. There is no neutrality here. I've tried to stress this. If you try to have this ecumenical God out there, what's going to happen is that you're going to get lost.
There's an awful lot of lost people out.
Yes.
When am I going to be on with you? I'm going to be interviewed sometime. When is that, do you know?
Well, Trish, my wife, beloved wife Trish, she's got the schedule.
All right. Well, I'll look. I'm sure I wrote it. Anyway, Zeph Daniels, thank you so much for being with
thank
us.
Thank you, Dr.
God
Dan.
Bless.
God bless
it's
you.
It's a real pleasure. And Zeph certainly is on the front lines of this battle. You can listen to him there on the iPod. You can listen to him on a regular basis. Get the information. Help us get the truth out while we can, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our program right here at Radio Liberty.
Except genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
And, of course, Dr. Day was actually the medical director of Planned Parenthood.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Archer Stan, and certainly we carry Zeph Daniels' book, Lamb. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We, of course, have some interviews with this woman who's raised in a satanic family and with the man who's helped her. It's called Satanism and Deliverance. We actually carry the book by Colin Ross, who is a psychiatrist who takes care of the tragic victims of these satanic ritual abuses, and many of them, of course, are victims of MK Ultra, a top secret CIA operation. They don't want the American people to know about that. The book is called Bluebird. We recommend that very much. And then, of course, we carry The videos, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And I will tell you, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again after you've seen those videos. We carry other videos and DVDs, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, and they give you the whole background of this spiritual battle that we're involved in. Now, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We put together a pamphlet. It's called The Occult Hierarchy. We actually, there are three of them, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. They're only $3.95 each, or all three of them for $9.95. They're the compilation of my newsletters going to the background of the secret societies and the occult hierarchy that rules the world. And you can go up on the internet and type in the occult hierarchy on Google, and you'll find not only my newsletters, you'll find newsletters of people who are part of this, who will tell you about the plan that is being carried out today. Go up on Google, check it out, read what they say about the plan. It's very real. It is, of course, the major guiding force in the fallen world we live in. Now, one of the things that you can do to help us, if you'd like, and it will help you to reach others, is we want to get our video, The Brotherhood of Darkness, a 2-hour program, is the basis of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We want to put that onto DVD, and we want to get it professionally done. So if you will make a pledge of $99, you'll get 25 of those DVDs when they come, and they'll be very professionally labeled and all. And, of course, you'll pay $99 plus tax and shipping. And then, of course, you'll have something that you can get out and you can reach an awful lot of people if you get them to watch the DVD. It's really the best talk I ever gave. It's the basis of my book. After somebody saw the DVD, they called and said, we want to put that into a book form. And that's how Brotherhood of Darkness came about. So if you'd like to do this next, we need 15 people. We already have 8 who'd called in just yesterday. So if you'd like to help us with this and also have the 25 copies of the new DVD as soon as it's available, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And order, just to tell the girls there that you want to get part of the special, the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD special. And when we have them, we won't bill your Visa or MasterCard until such time as we've actually have them in hand. But well, it looks very, very promising. We think this is an excellent way to get the information that you need to help get the truth out across America. So if you're in a position to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You'll get 25 DVDs, Brotherhood of Darkness, and if you can get people to listen to them, it'll change their lives. I had one lawyer call me one time. He told me he'd just finished watching the video for the 6th time because he'd learned so much each time. And I think you'll learn a lot from it. Hopefully you can help us get the truth out across America. So then we, of course, ask you to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com if you'd like a free newsletter going into the background of the oil scam and how that's being used to impoverish the American people and change our way of life. Why, just call 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a Peak Oil 2. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.